And now this is a dictation for Nancy. TEET, T as in today, EED as in David. November 645, addresses a letter to Crystal, Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, age 75-5023. Dear Crystal, follow-up for Nancy, chronic kidney disease, prior dialysis, comes accompanied with husband, last visit November, when she was on dialysis, it was post-cardiac procedure. We did not do a renal biopsy, but we were suspicious for cholesterol emboli because of presence of eosinophils in the urine. Presently, no hospital visits. Weight appetite is stable. Has chronic diarrhea, no bleeding. No changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. And heartburn. No chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Onplaquenil leflunomide for reflux on Prilosec. On metoprolol nitrates, Norvasc discontinue. Weight 119 is stable, blood pressure 118-72 by nurse, lungs are clear, has an aortic systolic murmur, appears regular, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema. She is a petite-sized person, slender. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. April, anemia 10.3, normal white blood cell platelet. Creatinine at 2 for a GFR of 25, stage 4, high potassium 5.6, a normal sodium. There is metabolic acidosis with high chloride, a normal albumin, phosphorus, and calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no progression, stable over time, no symptoms. Does not need to go back to dialysis. Blood pressure well controlled. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Mild metabolic acidosis, does not require bicarbonate replacement. Does have high potassium. We discussed about the concerns. Muscle weakness, but also affecting the electrical system of the heart. We're giving samples to avoid high potassium diet. Chemistry is on a regular basis. If needed, we will have to use a potassium binder. I will prefer no diuretics. Cardiovascular is stable. Come back in 6 months.